5773. At that point, I can only believe that there's something wrong with the pull cord. It keeps going off. The buzzer keeps going off. And nobody's pulling it. And I got way down there for a while. And then I finally just started telling people to tell me when they needed to get off. But of course, you know, some of them didn't like that too much. So is there a mechanic when I get back to Beaverton that can meet the bus?
No, actually, but a supervisor can meet you, and we'll have them check it out for you.
Awesome. Well, they'll be checking it out for the next driver. I don't know who that's going to be, but yeah, it's not been a fun ride this round.
I'm sorry. You know, a lot of times, well, what happens, and I don't know what kind of, is it a strip or is it cords?
It's the cords.
Oh, my partner was saying a lot of times what happens is the pull cord, like if they pull it hard enough, it'll get stuck underneath the seatbelt in the priority seat area. I guess there's a bar for like the lap belt, and sometimes it gets stuck on there. What you can do though is just make sure that, like, walk through your bus and make sure all your cords are lined up, you know, like, They're not like being pulled. Yeah, they're slack. They're not being pulled tight. Because that's what it sounds like is happening. It's like one side's pulled too tight, and it's just constantly on.
Okay, I'll check it out real quick. And if I find something, I'll call you back.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth a try, hon. I know that that's got to drive you crazy. So I really hope that helps.
I do too. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care at 12:05.